إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. نشهد يا رسول الله أنك قد أديت الأمانة وبلغت الرسالة ونصحت الأمة وكشف الله بك الغمة وجاهدت في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاك اليقين. فجزاك الله عنا خير ما جزى نبيا عن أمته ورسولا عن رسالته. أما بعد، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, continue inshallah of the series of the Akhlaq. And today is going to be slightly difficult one, but it's good. For example, if you go to a doctor, you're afraid to hear some bad news. He tells you, do this, stay away from this. Even going to a dentist, it may hurt, but it's for your own good. Same with a needle, it's also used for a cure. So with that attitude, in the shed of that light, we will approach with this one that I'm even hesitant to talk about this khuluq tonight. Today we're going to talk about the khuluq al-khawf. Being conscious of Allah, fearful in the proper manner and conditions and circumstances for that which keeps you away from that act of disobedience and keeps you on the straight path so you can go to Jannah. That's the concept of being fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hukm is wajib. The ruling on this is wajib upon believers. And there are different types. There's mamduh, madhmum. There's one that is acceptable, one is not. And there are two types in general. One, al-khawf min Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ala, min Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ala, wal-khawf min ghayrillah. So to be fearful and conscious of the concept that we explained earlier from Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ala, and the same concept from anybody else or anything else other than Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ala. So there are levels and layers. We'll talk about it in the ayat and the hadith and the righteous predecessors and the stories that we can take as an examples to be able to be fearful of Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi'ula in this dunya, so we will not fear him in the hereafter. Because the hadith that in Sahih Tirmidhi, Sahih al-Albani rahmatullah alayh, he says, لا أجمع على عبدي أمنين ولا أجمع له ولا أجمع عليه خوفين ولا أجمع له أمنين. إن خافني في الدنيا أمنته في الآخرة، وإن أمنني في الدنيا أخفته في الآخرة. Which means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not combine two fearful states upon his slave. Meaning in the dunya, in this life, in the hereafter. It's impossible. And I will not also combine two safe havens or secure status for upon a slave in the two lives. In this life and in the hereafter. It's impossible. So he says, if you're conscious of me, the way we explained, that you're fearful of me and my stature and who I am, to be safe enough to stay away from that hellfire by your actions and deeds, I will make sure that you don't fear me in the hereafter. But if you don't fear me in this life, you can go ahead, follow your whims and desires like another animal. It doesn't matter to you whether you pray, you don't pray, you believe, you don't believe, money halal and haram, it doesn't matter to you. That you're just chilling, you're cruising. You don't care about anything or anyone for that matter. Not even Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ulah. إِذَا قِيلَ لَهُ اتَّقِ اللَّهِ أَخَذَتْهُ الْعِزَّةِ بِالْإِثْنِ فَحَسْبُهُ جَهَنَّمْ وَلَبِئْسَ الْمِهَادِ. If somebody tells you, اتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَا أَخِي. So what are you talking about? I don't fear Allah, I fear you. Get out of here. Allah says, that type of person, says the hereafter is sufficient for them to be a warning. And their abode is the hellfire. So he says, I will not combine that upon a slave. But if you're amina here, you'll hear it the hereafter. So you have a choice, brothers and sisters. There is a story actually to explain this. A young man, a student, came to a teacher, a scholar. He says, I don't fear Allah. He's mithlaka, you know, a person like you, I expect that from you. So he was offended. Well, you deserve it, because you already came up and says, I don't fear Allah. Well, what can I tell you, man? If you don't fear Allah, how can I help you, dude? So that wise scholar says, from you I expect that. He says, what are you talking about? What do you mean? You see, if a farmer takes his son to the field, and they see behind the wheat, there is a snake, the father will run, and the son will go think it's a toy and play with it. You see, why? It's because the father, adraka, he understood the danger that the snake presents. But the son is still too young, doesn't know what that is about, so I think it's a toy. Says, because the more you understand and comprehend who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bi wala is, the more conscious of that and fearful you are in a positive way that you can stay with hellfire and go to Jannah. Similarly, we all go through the same thing. Understanding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bi wala mentioned that in the Quran. إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. Who is more conscious of Allah? Who is more fearful of Allah that they stay on the bad side? Or they offend someone that they love so much that has given you everything that you're all about? How could you offend someone that has given you that? Could you imagine your mother or your father has given their whole lives for you? And they tell you to do something and they say, no, I'm not going to do it. They get upset with you. And you understand, Abdullah ibn Umar said that. Radiallahu anhuma, said if your parents go to sleep and they're angry with you, if you die that night, there's one or two gates of hellfire waiting for you. And if your parents go to sleep, they're happy because of you, if you die that night, there's one or two gates of heaven waiting for you. We keep repeating to remind the young in the audience. Could you imagine? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the scholars, the learned people, are the one that has that attribute mostly. Because understanding what it's all about. So we have to acquire that. But there's one that we said that is mamduh, one that is desirable, one that is supposed to be attained and acquired. According to Taymiyyah rahmatullahi alayhi, he says that. He says that type of being conscious of Allah, enough that keeps you away from the hellfire, keeps you away from the act of disobedience, keeps you away from doing that anything that's haram, committing adultery, stealing, lying, cheating, no matter what, playing hooky, not even doing your job, or whatever it is, or keeping the lights on, or using the phone of this organization, or anything else, that you're doing it for your personal reasons, that is what keeps you in line. That what keeps you in line. That you're conscious that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you all the time, sees you all the time. The one that you're dealing with each other, you don't cheat upon one another, you don't lie to me because you want to sell me a car. And that's what, unfortunately, some of us, wallahi, have seen it. The brothers in the masajid, in the masajid, they go outside, they sell a car, Allahu Akbar ya Shaykh. And the examples are plenty of that. So what do we do, my brothers and sisters? We have to understand that we have to keep it in mind. So the other side, he says, madhmum. That is undesirable. That fear that you feel too much, that you despair of Allah's mercy. That is not allowed. That you feel, khalas, kharbana, kharbana. You know what, I'm doomed anyway, man. Allah will never forgive me. That's it. I did so many ma'asi, I'm out. Well, listen to this. This is in Sahih Bukhari wa Muslim. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling a story about a man. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him too much wealth. Before he died, he's telling his sons, which ab, which father, what kind of father was I to you? Khayr abin, you are a best father. But I have never done any qat, nothing, la khayr qat. I have never done anything that's good. If I die, I want you to cremate me, which is not allowed in Islam, just in case. I want you to cremate me, and on a day that is windy, take my ashes and throw it away, so I'll go everywhere. فَجَمَعُهُ اللَّهُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought him forth. And this مَا حَمَلَكْ meaning مَا حَمَلَكْ عَلَى هَذَا What brought you, what made you do this? It says مَخَافَتَكْ It says fearing to stand in front of you to be held accountable. فَتَلَقَّاهَ بِرَحْمَتِهِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala met him with the mercy and he forgave him because of that. So understanding that fact, my brothers and sisters, keeps you in line. Among the ayat, وَإِن مِّنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَّقْضِيًّا Some of the righteous salaf, the righteous predecessors, and that, the scholars amongst us, may Allah make us among them, increase us our knowledge to be able to increase Allah, the khawf of Allah in the proper manner. He hears this ayah, cries. The ayah means, every one of us, every no exception. وَإِن مِّنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا Had Damir, the pronoun, is the hellfire. Everyone will pass over the hellfire. Water, that doesn't mean necessarily that you're going in. You know, water the jamal, the camel will go in to drink the water. It doesn't necessarily mean go into the water. Reaches the water. So everyone will pass over the hellfire. Meaning on the path, the sirat. The sirat is as wide as a valley, or as narrow, and sharp as a sword. Light as the lightest day, or dark as the darkest night. It's according to your actions and deeds. So everyone will pass over that sirat, that path, the bridge on Judgment Day. Beneath it is the hellfire. Some of us will run like a lightning. And some of us will crawl. Some of us will fall. It depends on your actions and deeds. Next series, inshallah, we'll talk about the hereafter. When we finish the akhlaq, inshallah. In kunna min ahli dunya, from among the living. May Allah give us a long, healthy, righteous life and give it a good ending, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Amen. So that righteous man says, Bekka, he cried. They asked him why. He says, Ana ala yaqeen anni wariduha. I am certain that I will pass over the hellfire. Walakinni la adri walastu ala yaqeen anni najim minha. أَنَا يَقِينَ I am certain that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is true, that I will pass over it. There's no doubt. Allah said this for sure. No doubt. But I have no certainty that I will pass or be saved from it. The attitude, my brothers and sisters, for every time I want you to pass over a bridge, I want you to think about it. It's word association. Everything you hear, everything you see, everything you do, I want you to relate that to the hereafter, to keep you safe. Doesn't matter what tests you go through in this life. As long as it keeps you away from that act of disobedience and keeps you on the straight path, take it. So, if that's the case, where do you stand? Where is your bridge? And where is your end of this journey you're taking called life? So do you have a GPS in mind? The simple fact is, in that GPS you have to punch in Jannah. You'll find Quran and Sunnah to guide you to Jannah. May Allah make us among those who listen to speech and follow the best of it. أقول ما تسمعون واستغفر الله فاستغفروه فهو فوز المستغفرين. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. أما بعد. Let's talk about some other types of khawf. And then the fruit. We'll finish with a positive inshallah. Knowing for sure we can never despair of Allah's mercy. No matter how big your sins are. Allah always tells you that. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ Tell my slaves, those who are extravagant and exceeded the boundaries of doing the act of disobedience, never despair of Allah's mercy. Wallahi, I don't want you to leave here thinking, that's it, I'm doomed, man. Life is tough, and then you die. That's not it. La wallahi. It keeps you in line. Because other ways of life, other religions will tell you God is love. Yes, wallahi, we know God is love. As a matter of fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that in the Quran. And when we sit in a multi-faith committee, they tell you, you guys have 99 names. They will come back to you and tell you that. You know what? Our Lord is love. Our Lord is mercy. Ya Ammi, wallahi, I understand. Habibi, I know. I'm happy for you. But also our Lord, they say, he doesn't mention that Allah is love, but because you don't understand Arabic, Habibi. وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ وَدُودُ ذُو الْعَرْشِ الْمَجِيدُ فَعَالٌ لِمَا يُرِيدُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wadud. He didn't say, he didn't actually mention the word love. He says, Wadud. You know, Al-Wud is أصل المحبة, is the source of محبة, of love. So Allah says, is that not just the loving one, He's the source of love. So don't tell me Allah doesn't mention love in the Quran and Sunnah. You're ignorant if that's the case. May Allah help us from ignorance. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you that. He tells you, don't ever despair. رَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ My mercy compass all, is greater than all. One good deed multiplied by 10 up to 700 and multiples of 700. One evil deed is multiplied by one. And if you repent from a sin, Allah will give it to you as a good deed. So let's keep it in context, inshallah. But understanding that, let's take a look at some other variants of fear. So some of it is that, as we mentioned, fear of Allah and fear of the ibad. Other than Allah. What is that? You see, there's something called khawf al-sirr. You know what that means? The one that you go, ibad al-qubur. They're afraid of the awliya and the people that died. So they go to prostrate to them. They actually, I have seen this. May Allah help us, wallahi. People will go and prostrate to a deceased person in the grave and they ask him to help me. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing, Shaykh? Wallahi, it exists right now. And wallahi, I don't know you. So I'm not offending you because I don't know you. And if you're listening to me, wallahi, I'm helping you. I'd rather you hate me here. Wallahi, I don't mind. I got thick skin. I hear complaints all the time. That's okay. I got pages in my office. I'm cool. I'm venting. It's okay. This is like a therapeutic session for me. So I'm okay with that. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, enjoin good and forbid evil. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, wallahi, if you need enjoining good and forbidding evil, you will be tested and plagued with a fitna, not nothing. Yes. Yes, we understand there's hikmah and wisdom of how to do it. Understand. Got it. So, but you have to have the balance. The balance is there. And the other one is another khawf. You know what that means? Al-adis now. So I'm afraid of my boss, so I don't come to the Jum'ah. I'm talking to men. It's fard upon men, not women. Women are recommended. Come, no problems, anytime. But I'm talking about men. The scholar says it's an obligation for a man to come to Jum'ah. إِذَا نُودِيَ لِصَلَاتِ مِنْ يَوْمُ الْجُمْعَةِ فَذَرُوا الْبَيْءِ خَلَاصْ وَاسْعَوْا فَاسْعَوْا إِلَى ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ Leave the merchandise. Because you're afraid of this, Allah SWT will give you. Allah will provide you, he says. Excuse me. So what happens? All you have to remember, أخي, is the one that gives you the provisions. Is the boss. Or is it your Lord? So if you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will not fear anything because you know the sustenance and risk comes from Allah. But if you fear your boss, I can't help you either. Because you will come on the bus, you know Allah, he told me not to come. You think that's going to wash? You think Allah will accept? My boss said, who is your boss, man? Who is your boss? Well, you just told me my boss is my boss. But I'm telling you, your boss is your Lord. The one that creates you, the one that will hold you accountable on judgment day. That is a type of a shirk, that is Muharram shirk. Not allowed, not permissible. And the other one that you worship and prostrate, shirk akbar, by the way. If you think it's minor, wallahi, may Allah help you. It's major, not a minor. So let's come back. Okay, stories. Maybe you can relate to it. Understanding Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi wala on judgment day were those who fear Him. What happens? Why should I do it? إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ نَا لُلِيلُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا Why? إِنَّا نَخَافُ مِنْ رَبِّنَا يَوْمًا عَبُوسًا قَمْطَرِيرًا فَاتَّقِيب right away. فَوَقَاهُمْ اللَّهُ شَرَّ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ وَلَقَّاهُمْ نَظْرَةً مَسْرُورًا وَجَزَاهُمْ بِمَا صَبْرُ جَنَّةً وَحَرِيرًا so on and so forth. We feed you what? Because I fear that if I don't give the food bank, Dr. Farooq Ghani will hunt me down. You can run, but you can't hide. I know where you live. Is that why I'm doing it? No. إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ We feed you because for the sake of Allah, to please Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula. Why? إِنَّا نَخَافُ مِنْ رَبِّنَا يَوْمًا عَبُوسًا قَمْطَرِيرًا We fear that day. So that's why the scholars will tell you, to keep you in line, you have to remember that day. You have to remember أَهْوَالْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ That day that's 50,000 years. You have to also fear that your death comes before your tawbah. You have to soften your heart with Quran. Listen to the people remind you. Stick around the people that will take you. The righteous environment, the righteous company. And remember what happened to those who disobeyed Allah and died. What state did they die in? Blue face, heart, difficult, or easy? And what happens then? Is it too late? Can you come back after this and repent? Well, you can listen to some of the stories. Understanding that, wallahi, my brothers and sisters, keep it in mind that it's never too late, regardless. And that's why Aisha radiallahu anha, when she asked Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those, they do righteous deeds, ma atau, just wa qulubuhum wajila. They do all these righteous deeds, but they're still, their hearts are trembling. So she asked Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَهُمَ الَّذِينَ يَزْنُونَ وَيَشْرَبُونَ وَيَسْرَقُونَ. Are these ones that commit adultery and drink intoxicated and they are thieves? She says, no, لَا يَا بِنْتَ الصديق. It's not like that. Or the daughter of Siddiq, Abu Bakr Siddiq رضي الله عنه أجمعين. He says, بَلْ هُمْ يَصُومُونَ وَيَتَصَدَّقُونَ وَيُصَلُّونَ. No, they pray and they fast and they give sadaqah. But they're afraid that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not accept it from them. So who amongst this sheikh is better than the sahaba radiallahu anhu? Who's better than Abu Bakr Siddiq? Don't raise your hand, man. Who's Abu Bakr Siddiq? It's a rhetorical question. It says, jawab istinkari. It's like the answer is in the question. I'm telling you, but that means there's nothing. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى اللَّهِ. Allah is asking you, who's better than those who invite people to the path of Allah? Not nobody. That's why Allah is telling you that. Same question. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling them about the sahaba, radiallahu anhu ajma'in. These are the best of generation and the human beings. Yes, but they're still afraid. They're still afraid that Allah accepted or not. Yes. And that's why Al-Hasan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayhi, he says, سَعَوْ فِي طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ. They did their best to obey Allah. فَجَمَعُوا الطَّاعَةِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ. So they actually combine the ta'a and being conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the other ones, they said, إِسَاءَ وَأَمْنِ. الطَّاعَ وَخَوْفِ, they said they combine the ta'a, but they're still conscious. But the other side, they would say, you know what, they haven't done a thing, but they're still secure. يعني رَبِّنَا غَفُورُ رَحِيمِ. يَا عَمِّي وَاللَّهِ, I know رَبِّنَا غَفُورُ رَحِيمِ. I know that. He's most merciful. I got that. وَقُلْ اِعْمَلُوا وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. Those who fear the conscious, be conscious of Allah, the status, not just one jannah, jannatan, ya shaykh. So, he says, the true believer thinks, as it states in the hadith, the true believer thinks that the act of disobedience is zunub, his sins, like a mountain above him, is afraid to fall upon him. But the mujrim, the disbeliever, he's saying that any act of obedience or disobedience to them is like a dubaba. It's like a fly. Just lands on your... Nothing. And that's why if you're conscious, always thinking, do I make it or not make it? Did God Almighty accept or not? But not in the panicking mode that you despair, like we explained earlier, you're good to go. So keep that in mind. Understanding that, my brothers and sisters, finishing off with one story. Hopefully we'll put it together. Who is known to be strong? As soon as I tell you that, Umar radiallahu anhu flags you right away. As soon as I tell you who's the strongest Khalifa, I'm talking about the one that reputation was known. That even the kings of Kisra, Qaisar, and all of these Roman, everybody, Persian, feared Umar radiallahu anhu. There's a few stories we'll finish with Umar radiallahu anhu. When he said, Ya Umar, he's an Amir al-Mu'mineen. لو عثرت قدم, if a foot of a camel was placed in a hole in a Iraq, may Allah free al-Iraq and all blood of Muslimin, ameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold you accountable. Why did you not pave the path for it, Ya Umar? Another day, a caravan came and took a rest in Medina. Abdurrahman ibn Awf radiallahu anhuma and Umar al-Khattab were walking around, and he hears a caravan taking a rest, and he hears a baby cry. So he comes forward. He goes to his mother, Ardu'ih, nurse him. She looks at him, doesn't do anything. The baby's still crying. He's Ardu'ih, now stronger for the second time. Go ahead, nurse him. She doesn't do anything. And one narration says she tried, but she doesn't want him to do it. For the third time, he was serious. He says, Ardu'ih. She says, Ma sha'nuka bina? Ilayka anni. Get away from me. You know what she said? She says, أنا أفطمه. I'm actually trying to wean him. لأن عمر لا يعطي العطاء إلا بعد الفطم. Because عمر does not give the money for the children except after they're weaned. The narrator of this story, the woman, the mother, says, رأيت عمر. You know the hand palm? كم قتلت من أطفال المسلمين يا عمر؟ How many children of Muslims did you kill, O Umar? Right away, after he prayed the Fajr, he made a decree. Right away, a ruling is that the money will be given at the time of birth. The time he was praying Fajr on that day, he was crying so much, nobody could understand what he was reciting. And it was said that he used to say, Rabbi, هل قبلت توبتي فأهنئ نفسي؟ Rabbi, هل قبلت توبتي فأهنئ نفسي؟ My Lord, did you accept my repentance so I can congratulate myself? And that's Umar radiallahu anhu. He had two black lines under his eyes, crying, fearing. Could you just leave yourself with the same question, ya akhi and ukhti? Rabbi, hal qabalta tawbati fa'uhanni'u nafsi? My Lord, did you accept my repentance so I congratulate myself? May Allah grant us a repentance before we die. Accepted. Amin. Wa akhda wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallam ala alihi wa sahbihi wa tali. Ya Rabbana ka alhamdu kan baghi lalihi wa tibu adhimu sifani. Allahumma salli ala sallam Muhammadu al-awalina wa al-akhirina wa al-adhim. Allahumma ansur islamu wa izzil muslimin. Wa ali bifadlika kalimatai al-haq wa al-deen. Wa adilla al-shirka wa al-mushrikeen. A'da'ak a'da'a al-deen. Awqa al-kafirina fi al-kafirin. Awqa al-zalimina fi al-zalimin. Wa akhrijna min baynihim salimin. اللهم احفظنا بالإسلام قائمين واحفظنا بالإسلام قاعدين واحفظنا بالإسلام راقدين ولا تشمت بين الأعداء ولا الحاسدين اللهم احفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا وعن أيماننا وعن شمالنا ومن فوقنا ونعوذ بعظمتك أن نغتال من تحتنا أقول ما تسمعون فما كان فيه من صواب من الرحمن وما فيه من خطر من الإنسان فمني من الشيطان والله ورسوله منه براء وأعوذ بالله أذكركم به وأنساه وأقم الصلاة